Nationalism in the New World will bring together leading scholars from Canada, the United States, the Caribbean, and South America, according to Don Doyle, a Vanderbilt history professor. He's also co-organizing this conference. For too long, he says nationalism has been equated strictly with bad public policy.
We usually associate it with the very worst things of nationalism: Hitler, Nazism, aggressive imperialistic domination of other nations, racist exclusion of minorities within nations.
However, Doyle says there have been many positive developments from the phenomenon of nationalism among the relatively young nations of the Western Hemisphere.
The nationalism of the Americas was more often based on the idea not that we are a people based in blood and rooted in a particular religion or even language. We are instead a people who believe in common things. We believe in the United States, in the Bill of Rights. Most of the new nations that emerged in the Americas were republics.
Doyle says nationalism is an extremely relevant topic given today's current events.
The American nations from Canada to Argentina have shown you can live together. You don't have to all be the same blood. You don't have to pretend that you're from the same family. You can live together with different religions.
Nationalism in the New World, scheduled October 9th, 10th, and 11th, is free and open to the public. More information is available by calling the Vanderbilt Department of History at 322-2575. I'm Amory Dear Owens, reporting.